talk about prayer. We all know what prayer is. And if you are not a Christian and you're listening to this, you still know what prayer is, of course, because you obviously pray to your God. But you can stay and continue watching, but this is also for my questions. I normally pray when I have a situation, and if the situation is really bad, I have to pray. And I was once restricted from my parents not to go to my church meetings, and I was not standing for that. I was not going to allow that to happen. So while I was praying at church, I prayed that all the restrictions of me not going to church, me not going to my church meetings, have been broken, have been cut off and turned around. And guess what? The next day I woke up, my parents said, "Oh, your pastor said that you have a church meeting at 2 p.m. And then I said, "Okay," so I assumed that I was going. Prayer is really important, because how are you going to grow that relationship with God? How are you going to grow in your spirit? How are you going to be able to talk to God without praying? It all depends on how you pray to God at the same time, because I normally pray for like 1 hour, 2 hours, because of church, yeah. But like, think about this. These are the end times. Jesus is coming soon. What are you doing in your house relaxing? You gotta pray, and you gotta keep on praying. Because your spirit is waiting for you, you yourself, to feed it with what? The word of God. To feed it with prayer. To feed it. And after you're done feeding it, you must take care of it. You must make sure that Satan, that demonic fool, does not steal your seed, does not steal your salvation. And that's your responsibility as a Christian. Okay, and at the same time, you also gotta make sure you are spreading the gospel, because once you're in heaven and God is looking at you, he's gonna be like, "Where are the souls you have won? Yes, you did good, you prayed, you read the word of God, but where are the souls you have won? Where are they?" You see, one person with 1 million souls, another person 10 million. That is not enough. Think about it. You can do so much for God. You need to make sure you're going in the right track, you're doing the right things, you're doing this at the right time, because God is coming soon, and you cannot stand here. You cannot sit at home thinking life is great without being stressed. Am I going to go to heaven? Am I doing the right thing? Am I praying enough? Am I spreading the gospel? Am I reading God's word enough? Am I doing this and that? Am I doing what God has told me to do? Because you cannot stand. You cannot stay at home. And I used to hate church, to be honest. Like, I used to hate it. But all of a sudden, there was a time in church where I was praying, and the power of the Holy Spirit's anointing fell upon me. I knelt down, my head bowed, and I cried, and I started screaming, and I started speaking in tongues, and I could not stop. I just kept on crying, and I couldn't stop crying. I do not know how to explain the crying. It was like you couldn't control your emotions. Like, I just cried. And this was not a normal crying about sin. It was weeping from the spirit, from you inside. I do not know how to explain it, but it felt great. And I was crying so much. I don't know how to explain how I felt about this, but it was truly an experience I'll never forget. The whole church, or most of them, some people landed on their feet, like knelt down and started crying. And I was, my best friend, we both like knelt down and started crying at the same time, and she was blasting in tongues, she was screaming. And I was just like, Lord, you're great and you're awesome. Thank you, Lord. And I always watched people fall into the power of the anointing, and I always wondered how it felt. And that day I felt it, and I was just like, wow, this is truly a great experience. Now I want you to do the same, and I want you to pray, because praying is an essential element, and it's one of the most important things. And in my next podcast, we're gonna be discussing the different types of prayer. And if you listened to this and you're not born again, I just want you, if you wanna be a Christian, if you wanna be a Christian now, and just now, right now in this podcast, I would just want you to say this. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please get in touch with us through the contacts below. And this is from Christ Embassy, Love World. And wherever you are, you can just, yeah, basically this is the end.